the songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
When I was young, my Uncle Joe was an inspiration, true. He gave me pearls of wisdom. He said, this is what you do. You need to know right from wrong and how to ride a bike. You need to know who your real friends are and who you shouldn't like. I made a promise to Uncle Joe on the night he passed away. I told him I'd put all of his words in a special song someday. Uncle Joe looked up and pulled me close to his bed. Before he took his final breath, this is what he said. It's all about time, it's all about friends, it's all about trust in the end. It's all about honor, it's all about pain, it's all about finding shelter from the rain. All about money, it's all about your wife, it's all about looking for a better life. It's all about Martha, it's all about Sue, it's all about me, and it's all about you.
Hey-o, 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 hey-o.
Well, Uncle Joe kept hanging on because he had a lot to say. The clock struck midnight as we started a brand new day. I found a chair and I listened close and put his words on paper. Won't ever be another chance, there's no such thing as later. I could tell old Joe was getting close to making a grand finale. His face turned blue and then bright red like a big old hot tamale. He seemed at peace with himself as he was ready to be dead. But once again before he left, this is what he said. It's all about balance, it's all about play, it's all about eating an apple every day. It's all about laughing, it's all about fun, it's all about finding someone. It's all about order, it's all about choice, it's all about finding your special voice. It's all about Jimmy, it's all about Pete, it's all about you, and it's all about me. It's all about friends, it's all about trust in the end. It's all about honor, it's all about pain, it's all about finding shelter from the rain. It's all about money, it's all about your wife, it's all about looking for a better life. It's all about Martha, it's all about Sue, it's all about me, and it's all about you. It's all about balance, it's all about play, it's all about eating an apple every day. It's all about laughing, it's all about fun, it's all about finding someone. It's all about order, it's all about choice, it's all about finding your special voice. It's all about Jimmy, it's all about Pete, it's all about you, and it's all about me.
Hey-o, 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 hey-o.
All About Joe by Doug Milloway, as we bring you another live hour of original music on Minnesota Homebrew. And tonight, of course, being the first Thursday of the month, is dedicated to members of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. If anything, that's a good reason to join that wonderful organization. Check them out at mnsongwriters.org. Through the evening, we'll be sharing more information about MAS and other things. We'd like to say happy birthday to philosophy teacher and singer-songwriter Steve Nelson here from Thief River Falls. He's 39 today. Oh my, wouldn't it be nice to be 39 again? Oh, can't even imagine. How many years ago was that? 27 years ago. Anyway, I'm your host, Carl Unbehan, and we love playing Doug Milloway's music. He's probably the most prolific songwriter I know, and he's currently residing in Avon, Minnesota. He began his venture into the music world as a teen in Pine Long, that's Lawn, Missouri, back in the 60s. In addition to playing in a few garage bands, he played in a variety band called Second Time Around for several years. After moving from St. Louis to Minnesota, Doug began writing via collaborations through snail mail with various artists. Boy, that's got to be tough. Today, he's engaged in many of the same types of activities, but thanks to the internet, Doug has co-writers all over the world. He wrote and recorded extensively with Rob Denton in a project named Third Level. Eventually, that came to include collaborators from Canada, Italy, and Australia. What do you know? And that song was called All About Joe. I liked how he rhymed finale with tamale. Well, up next, she's from Rochester, Minnesota. Her name is Emily Whitcomb, and she refers to herself as an acoustic singer, songwriter, rapper. Her songs range in subject from love and life lessons to breast cancer awareness and foster parent appreciation. She has found success in numerous national and international songwriting competitions, resulting in her songs being featured in several ad campaigns and children's musical productions, as well as doing a rap version of Footloose, which is on the special feature section of the Footloose 2011 Blu-ray. How'd she pull that off? Amazing. Well, here's Emily Whitcomb with a song titled Done.
It's as cold as the place I met you. I can't believe all the times I let you let me fool around, get my hopes up to knock them down. You didn't know what you wanted, should have thought of that before you started letting me fall right in, didn't see it ending. But now chapter, unhappily ever after, done. We are done like our last round, shots fired, bullets out, done. We are done. You fooled me once and the joke's on me, tricked me twice, and now I see who you are, what you've become. Don't look back, you better run. I don't regret what we had, parts of it weren't so bad, but you made me cry, don't ask me why. Sometimes you still cross my mind, but now chapter, unhappily ever after, done. We are done like our last round, shots fired, bullets out, done. We are done, we're done. If this was a battle, no one won. We're done. If someone gets hurt, it's all fun. We are done. We are done. We are done. We are done like the final chapter, unhappily ever after, done. We are done like our last round, shots fired, bullets out, done. We are done like a final chapter, unhappily ever after, done. We are done like our last round, shots fired, bullets out, done. We are
Nice song, Emily Whitcomb from Rochester, Minnesota. That was recorded at Blind Owl Studios in Avon, Minnesota, where Doug Milloway's from, because he is the recording engineer and plays, I'm sure, instruments on many of the recordings that he does. I wanted to mention, and forgot to, that Doug will be playing this weekend, I believe it's Friday, June 3rd, and he'll be at the Farmers Market in St. Joseph, Minnesota, with Greg Sanders. Together, they're known as the Gackle Trucker Band. And that is Friday, June 3rd from 3 to 6 p.m. Wish I could be there. I'm just so far away from everything up in Thief River Falls. But it's a nice place to live. Yeah, catch Doug and Greg this Friday, 3 to 6 at Farmers Market in St. Joe, Minnesota. Up next, a gentleman who played in many, many bands during his young years, of course. Some of the bands were the Maltese, the Immortal Souls, Image, Tactus, and finally Monarch. And his name, of course, is Bob Muscovitz, and he's going to treat us to a song here that's very appropriate for the past Memorial Day that just was last Monday. Song titled, And They Knew What to Do. You're listening to Homebrew.
Isaac stood by Benjamin, leaning on a tree. William came along to chat, and at his side, Ollie. The four of them were dressed in blue, all of them knew what to do. Lincoln called upon them, a civil war was due. All of them had children, though Isaac lost his wife. Three of them were immigrants who came for better life. The four of them were cavalry, horses tied up to the trees. Lincoln called upon them, death was in the breeze. And they knew what to do. This country was still new. The men that they were fighting had different points of view, and the cause was for freedom, whose time was overdue. Our country was divided, but still red, white, and blue. Captain said they're coming. William yelled, let's go. Ollie, Isaac, Benjamin, and others in a row. The four of them and all the rest, soon to face another test. Lincoln called upon them to do their very best. Onward into battle, frightened as can be. Someone's going to die today, so others can be free. The four of them stood up to fight. The battle lasted days and nights. Lincoln called upon them, this country must unite. And they knew what to do. This country was still new, and the men they were fighting had different points of view, and the cause was for freedom, whose time was overdue. Our country was divided, but still red, white, and blue. Shared tears of grief to lives of fallen soldiers. Isaac, William, Benjamin, and Ole were the best of friends. Lincoln called upon them, here's where their freedom ends. William came from New York, Isaac, South Dakota, Benjamin, Ohio, and Ole, Minnesota. The four of them now lay together, side by side to be forever. Lincoln called upon them, they gave it one full measure, and they knew what to do. This country was still new. The men that they were fighting had different points of view, and the cause was for freedom, whose time was overdue. Our country was divided, but still red, white, and blue. Isaac, William, Benjamin, Ole, and all others died so we can all profess we're sisters and we're brothers. The four of them have come to be the spirit of humanity. Lincoln called upon them so we can all be free, and they knew what to do. This country was still new. The men that they were fighting had different points of view, and the cause was for freedom, whose time was overdue. Our country's now united because they died for you. I hope we all remember what freedom put us through. Let's not forget the soldiers of wars both old and new. Let the teachings of our fathers proclaim our freedom's truth, and the markers there upon the graves bear witness to the proof. America, America, the land of liberty, just like God in heaven intended us to be. Maybe someday soon we will all agree, and the people on this precious earth forever will be free.
Beautiful song and a tribute to those who gave their lives so that our country could be whole again. And They Knew What to Do by Bob Muscovitz. Bob's listening down in Hackensack. Hi, Bob and Patty. Hope you're enjoying the week and have a great weekend. Up next, former president of MAS, Wayne Hamilton. He took over the president duties a while after John Bennett, Wayne Cox, Larry Havlock, Mike Goldman, and Tom Lieberman formed something called the Minnesota Songwriters Association, MSA. Bennett was the principal founder and was elected as the first president. And through the years, the name changed to the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. Wayne was president for, nearly 10 years. And now has turned it over to Mary Keeley Falk, who's doing a wonderful job. And I'm excited. I'm on the board of directors as the social media director. So I'm the guy who posts things on Facebook and Twitter and all of those things. So here's Wayne with a song that he did with another MAS member, Mike Rudquist. It's titled Goodbye. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
Scholars, bright educated phrases, rivers of the
If you want to know what some of the benefits of belonging to the Minnesota Association of Songwriters are, just go to mnsongwriters.org and click on benefits. They are varied, 12 meetings a year, knowledgeable face-to-face reviews at meetings, knowledgeable online reviews if you cannot regularly attend meetings, workshops on the craft of songwriting and related topics, videotape showcases aired on public access TV channels, live public performance showcases throughout the year, including the Minnesota State Fair. Co-writing opportunities, discounts with participating merchants, personal online profile, and networking with fellow songwriters, and on and on and on. Check them out, mnsongwriters.org. Here's master entertainer Nigel Egg with the title song from his CD, The Blues is Personal.
Find me moping at the table with my coffee and my paper. The coffee's cold, I haven't read the news. You know me well enough to let me take the time it's gonna take me to crawl out from the wreckage of these blues. You wanna fix me, set me steady. I'll let you know when I'm good and ready. Right now, I wanna be alone. The blues is personal. The blues personal. I know you want to share my trouble, try to understand my struggle. There ain't no way to see it through my eyes. These feelings don't come with a label, can't just lay them on the table. And some things there's no way to describe. The taste of copper, the sound of nowhere, don't mean a thing until you go there. Nobody can crawl inside my skin. The blues is personal. The blues is personal. I don't have the words to put it into words. I can't even tell you exactly when it hurts. It's impossible to see. Some thoughts are better left in darkness. They make me too self-conscious. And some things I can't face about myself. The deep dark cravings I enable. I've got some damage I love to cradle. Could be the only thing that's truly mine. The blues is personal. It's personal. The blues is personal.
What a songwriter, Nigel Ake. Well, up next, Jeffrey Goodson. He's a singer-songwriter from St. Louis Park, Minnesota, and he's a member of MAS. He performs acoustic tunes about love and lost love. One of his sidetrack there. Sorry about that. Jeffrey sent me a CD last week, and here's a song from it. It's titled Good Weird. You're listening to MHB.
Yeah, okay. It's weird. But it's a good weird.
It's a good weird, like a goat's beard, as he stands on the mountain top. It's a sly smile, cause you know I'll start singing and never stop. It's a small voice making a big choice that friends don't understand. And it's a new start with a full heart for what's right here in my hand. It's a fast car in a bug jar,
for fireflies to race. And it's a half moon on a teaspoon through a computer interface. It's a sad, sad day until you realize something's got to change. And you no longer apologize when people call you strange. It's a good weird, like a goat's beard, as he stands on the mountain top. It's a sly smile, cause you know I start singing and never stop. It's a fast car in a bug jar for fireflies to race. And it's a half moon on a teaspoon through a computer interface. It's a good, 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 good weird. Oh, it's a good, 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 good weird.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Well, a craft beer company looks to make fish-friendly packaging from NBC News. Just dated yesterday, a small craft beer company in South Florida is trying to make a big impact on oceanic pollution with biodegradable edible packaging in an eco-friendly twist to protect marine life. The plastic rings used to package what is perhaps the planet's most popular alcoholic beverage is a menace to birds, turtles, and other sea creatures that get tangled in the rings or mistake them as food, says experts. More than 1 million seabirds and 100,000 marine animals die from plastic pollution every year, according to UNESCO. Isn't that terrible? Edible packaging and utensils are not new, but applying the concept to beer packaging is. Since releasing a marketing video earlier this month, the idea has received a good deal of attention. According to Chris Grove, the owner of Saltwater Brewery, a small craft beer company in Delray Beach, Florida, I have over 150 different breweries, including the large guys, wanting to get on board right away. Now, he wouldn't disclose exactly which brands had already expressed interest, but it is rumored that Denmark-based Carlsberg, one of the world's largest brewers, has expressed interest in the eco-friendly packaging solution. The edible rings are made from wheat and barley used during the brewing process. There you go, so they recycle that. The spent grains normally sold off as cattle feed are treated with additives and pressed in to form the rings. The molding process, says Gove, is proprietary and the company has filed for patents. So, you know, next time you see that empty 12-pack carton or Busch Light can sitting alongside of the road, just realize that somebody down in Florida is doing something about the pollution. Well, up next, here's her ode to pre-summer, Ruby Nordby, with her instrumental titled Spring on Homebrew.
Thank you.
Ruby Nordby, thank you for that. Boy, I wish I was as good on the guitar as she is on piano. And you know, the crazy thing, it is the middle of spring, actually getting toward the end of it in 3 weeks. It's the start of summer, and the days start getting shorter. Oh, I know you didn't want to hear that. You are listening to Minnesota Homebrew, where we are celebrating the original music of writers from the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. Another advantage is there's a link called List of Members, and alphabetically, there's little biographies on each member, links to their email, and any of their musical websites. Check it out. Our newest member, I believe, is somebody named Pat Huber. So, members, if you're listening, send in your music. How do you do it? You go to the About link on our Facebook page, and while you're there, like us, because we have, oh, let's see how many likes we have. 354. Almost as many as Justin Bieber. Up next, Jim Cadwell with Wiggle in Her Walk.
Lucky guy, I'll tell the world I got myself a sweet fine girl, and I'm enchanted by that wiggle in her walk. I get short of breath, my mind's a mess when she walks by in a short tight dress, and I get to see that wiggle in her walk. She knows that she drives me wild when she passes by. I'm caught up in her web. I just don't care, cause you know she's got the knack to pack 10 pounds of wiggle room in a 5 pound sack. My breath is bated, my heart's palpitating, I can't stand the wait for her gyrating, and I get to see that wiggle in her walk.
songwriters.org, there's a link called Song Evaluations. You can submit a song to have a very gentle and constructive evaluation done. And I don't even know if there's a cost to that. I don't think so. But I suppose you have to be a member. And to find out how to be a member, click on the join, and you can pay, I think, either by credit, debit card, or PayPal. Well, up next, she's from Bedette, Minnesota. Her name is Vicki Morrison Goebel. Here's a song titled Keep the Fires Burning.
Mm-hmm. life was empty, then came a spark of love, a spark of love. My heart grew warm, I saw the dawn, illumination, the spark grew on, the spark of love, the spark of love. A flame has been kindled in my soul, I was broken all in pieces, but now I'm whole. The fire burns and warms my heart, I face the world, a brand new start, oh. Keep the fire burning, I fan the flame with deeds of gold, don't want it to die and grow cold. Keep the fire, the fire bright. Share the flame and spread the love, we can never have enough, so keep the fire, the fire bright. Flame has been kindled in my soul, I was broken all in pieces, but now I'm whole. The fire burns and warms my heart, I face the world, a brand new start, oh. Keep the fire burning, whoa. Keep the fire burning, burning. My heart is warm, my world is bright, my life is full of giving light. The fire burns, the fire burns. Happiness swells and fills my soul and spills from me an outward flow. The fire burns, the fire burns. A flame has been kindled in my soul, I was broken. Keep the fire burning, whoa. Keep the fire burning, burning, whoa. Keep the fire burning, burning, burning.
I got a visit yesterday from the neighbor down the way. She was carrying a banty in her arms. She was cute as she can be, and she gave that bird to me. Please accept this gift from my daddy's farm. When it's chicken plucking time in Petaluma, and we're heating up the kettle on the stove, well, I just can't decide if I'm a breast man or a thigh, 'cause mostly I like looking in her eyes. Mostly I like looking in her eyes. If she could stay, we'll make dinner right away. She smiled at me, releasing all her charms, and then she said so gracefully, her pleasure it would be. She wrung that chicken's neck out in the yard. When it's chicken plucking time in Petaluma, and we're heating up the kettle on the stove, well, I just can't decide if I'm a breast man or a thigh, 'cause mostly I like looking was done. And she said, I have to run. My daddy, he was waiting there for me. And the moon shone in her eyes as she kissed me goodbye. The night was filled with pleasant memories. When it's chicken plucking time in Petaluma, and we're heating up the kettle on the stove, well, I just can't decide if I'm a breast man or a thigh, 'cause mostly I like looking in her eyes. Mostly I like looking in her eyes.
That's Greg Connor, fairly new member of MAS. You can find this fine association at mnsongwriters.org. And, you know, for the venues down in the cities, whether it's playing at a coffee house on a monthly basis, we set up coffee house gigs, or at the state fair, preference always goes to people who have never played a venue before. So newbies, another good reason to join. Well, what was I going to say? This Monday is open mic again down at TJ's Tavern in Oakley. I will be there with the, as part of the three amigos, Jack, Andy, and Carl. And I want to wish Andy and our good friend Dell, who's a former instructor here at Northland, a real fun trip on the Boundary Waters this week. I was there once. I think I was probably about 11 years old, and it's seared into my mind. I should do that sometime there. Canoeing, of course, and portaging, all those fun things. So anyway, again, open mic this coming Monday. And Nick Rippey will be there too from DigiKey. So we'll be riding down together, I'm sure. Good time will be had by all, and great food down there at TJ's in Oakley. Oakley's about, if you go about 17 miles south of Thief River Falls on Highway 59, and then go about 7 miles east, and then go about 4 miles south, 5 miles maybe, you're in Oakley. So check it out. Up next, a lady who spends her summers in Door County, Wisconsin, working the hospitality industry, Deborah Hadraba. She's a singer, songwriter, video blogger, cartoon blogger, artist, performance artist, and philosopher. Here's a tune titled Sucker Punch.
Your house down, right to it.
Deborah Hadraba. I wonder what the ethnic derivation of that name is. Hadraba, it almost sounds maybe Eastern European. Very interesting name. Hadraba. Met her at the state fair three, 4 years ago when I performed. She was there too, there at the Farmers Union building. And I should mention that Pioneer 90.1, as part of Ampers, is going to have a booth down at the state fair, and I hope to be able to take a shift or two there and run into some of our friends. We'll keep you posted on that. Well, up next, and the final song of the evening, is by Andrew Spreck, who's also a member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. Now, Andrew, back in the 90s and the, what did we call that first decade of the 21st century? The aughts, maybe? Played in a group called the Resistors. It was a cover band, but they did do some originals. They were together from 94 to 06, and they produced in 2001 a CD titled 11, from which I can assume this original tune by Andrew came. And it's titled Tonight I'm Gonna Party. We're gonna rock out. Don't forget that this is Minnesota Homebrew, where we play no redone, revised, remixed, reconstituted, rehashed, re-recorded, regurgitated, or reimagined music. We'll be back again live next week, God willing. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for Minnesota Music Memories with host Glenn Broggett. Here's the Resistors with Tonight I'm Gonna Party.